Juicero's investors have some questions. Facebook expands its efforts in 360 video, and Spotify expands its student pricing plan. It's Wednesday, April 19th, and this is Crunch Report. Juicero is a startup that's raised about $120 million in funding from Google and other investors. But what are consumers actually getting when they buy the company's $400 juicing machine? According to a Bloomberg report, a couple of Juicero investors were a little surprised to learn the company's juice packs can be squeezed by hand. Now, that might not be the optimum way to experience Juicero, but it definitely makes you wonder how many people are going to be willing to pay hundreds of dollars for a machine that does something they can accomplish on their own. It might also make you feel a little more skeptical about Juicero's technology. I mean, maybe it really is as sophisticated as the company says, but if so, why? Facebook made a bunch of announcements at its F8 developer conference yesterday, and it wasn't done making news. Today's announcements included designs for two new 360-degree video cameras, which Facebook plans to license to commercial partners. One of the big goals of these cameras is to make it easier to create videos where the viewer can tilt their head and get a real perception of depth. Facebook also says it's working on technology that predicts where the viewer is going to look next. That allows a company to focus on rendering that area of the footage so you're less likely to turn your head and see something blurry. Spotify is hoping to convince younger listeners to actually pay for music by rolling out discounted student pricing to 33 new countries, including Canada, France, Hong Kong, and Japan. That's Spotify Premium for roughly half the price. So in the US, a subscription would cost $4.99 a month, though to be clear, the student pricing was already available in the US, UK, and Germany. Another important point, you actually need to be actively enrolled in a university to receive the discount. Spotify says it will be working with a company called ShareID to verify this. Microsoft acquired the popular mobile to-do list app Wunderlist back in 2015. Now it's preparing users for Wunderlist's eventual demise by releasing a new application simply called To-Do. Before you freak out, I should say that the new app was built by the Wunderlist team, and Microsoft says it won't shut down Wunderlist itself until it's convinced that it's incorporated the best of the old features into the new app. Microsoft has also created an importer to move your to-do list from Wunderlist into To-Do. So why even create a new app then? One possible explanation is the fact that To-Do has been built to integrate with Microsoft Office. You may remember that the ACLU recently joined startup accelerator Y Combinator. Well, Planned Parenthood has followed in its footsteps and is now part of the seed program at 500 Startups. That means Planned Parenthood will receive a $100,000 donation from 500 Startups and will also receive mentorship around its period tracking app, Spot On. 500 Startups partner Rebecca Woodcock told us she's hoping Planned Parenthood is just the first of many similar organizations that her program can support. That's the report for today. I'm Anthony Ha, filling in for your regular host, Tito Hamzy. Crunch Report airs every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TechCrunch.com. You can also find us on iTunes and on YouTube. We'll see you tomorrow.